It's interesting to compare the student protests in Missouri and at other American campuses with what's been going on in South Africa over the past few months. University students there are protesting everything from colonial-era statues to symbols of apartheid to higher fees and corrupt government. At Stellenbosch University near Cape Town, they were pushing the administration to drop Afrikaans as the language of instruction, saying it discriminates against non-Afrikaans speakers. This week, the university administration agreed to do so. Simone Cupido of the activist group Open Stellenbosch joins me from campus. Simone, this is a big deal for a campus that was really once the intellectual home of apartheid ideology.
Yes, it definitely is. We're breaking down such big barriers with this move forward currently.
Tell us how it worked at Stellenbosch. Its origins are in the Afrikaans community. Was the teaching solely in Afrikaans? Was it a combination of Afrikaans and English? How did it work?
Well, initially, it was completely an Afrikaans university. In 1994, things had to drastically change throughout the country, and then English was introduced into this institution.
But not completely? There were certain courses that were solely taught in Afrikaans?
So basically, English wasn't introduced in terms of like a language of instruction. It was basically English became accommodated for. But this is problematic because the university was getting more and more diverse students from different parts of the country. And so it became a greater need for English. And then we moved towards the plan that we currently have, which is like a 50-50 kind of negotiation with English and Afrikaans. That becomes a problem if Afrikaans is not your second, third, or even fourth language. And if Afrikaans is uncommon to you, then you end up only retaining 50% of the lecture. And when this becomes a racial issue is when you consider the fact that there are 11 national languages, and most people of color in this country speak isiXhosa, we speak Zulu, we speak Tswana, we speak all different kinds of African languages, and Afrikaans is not first or second or third for us. But English is, for a lot of people, a second language because it is actually installed in our educational program and we learn it from the second grade.
There's so many issues going on in South Africa. Why did you decide to focus on the Afrikaans issue?
Despite the many issues going on in South Africa, we had to choose something that specifically spoke to access to education and kind of broadening the environment in which we attain education. And for us, Afrikaans was limiting for students. It was the reason for many black students dropping out of university, not coping, because they simply could not understand the language of tuition. And so for us, it was kind of like Afrikaans is a strong characteristic of apartheid and apartheid ideology. And so for us, it dominating in this space is kind of just an echoing of apartheid sentiment.
How did you persuade the administration at Stellenbosch to switch to English?
It was a long year. It was a long year of protest and fighting on every forum and research, intense research into how the institution specifically works and who the main key representatives were in positions of management and in the administration.
Are you paying any attention to the anti-racism protests happening on college campuses here in the U.S.?
Yes, very, with bated breath. And in fact, we as Open Stellenbosch, the movement, has pledged solidarity with Mizzou for a very important reason. We understand the importance of black students in education and the idea that because of segregation in the U.S. and apartheid in South Africa, the space is still unwelcoming and still needs to be broken down to include these demographics.
Simone Cupido is a student activist at Stellenbosch University in South Africa. The university plans to stop teaching in Afrikaans and switch completely to English.